Examination of conscience. Act of the presence of God. St. Luke tells us that after finding the lost child, the mother of Jesus kept all these things in her heart. Do I trust God as Mary did, realizing that it is normal not to understand everything that happens? What can I do to make my home a bright and cheerful one, like the home of Nazareth? Do I go to Joseph and Mary for all the needs of my family? Do whatever he tells you. In order to put Mary's advice into practice, do I ask her to help me always do the will of God? Do I seek Mary's protection in all my difficulties? With the rosary, the Christian people sits at the school of Mary and is led to contemplate the beauty on the face of Christ and to experience the depths of his love. Do I pray the rosary devoutly and, if possible, with my family? Human love within marriage will not be true or joyful if the virtue of chastity is not valued. Do I rely on the grace of the sacrament of matrimony to give myself generously to my spouse? What means do I use to be faithful? How prudent am I in dealing with persons of the opposite sex? Do I show my friends how to avoid situations that can compromise their marriage? St. Paul teaches us that we carry the treasure of the gospel in vessels of clay. Do I ask our Lord with humility for the virtue of purity? Is there purity of heart in my thoughts, my actions, my glances, and in the control of my imagination and feelings? Do I go to confession whenever I need it, knowing that besides forgiveness, I receive the grace to struggle? Do I teach my children to act in the same way? Purity requires modesty, which, while protecting the intimate center of the person, expresses the sensitivity of chastity. It guides how one looks at others and behaves towards them in conformity with the dignity of persons and their communion. Is that dignity reflected in the way I dress and behave, in my conversations, where I work and in my home, magazines, internet use, TV programs, movies, etc.? Do I react energetically to situations that are sleazy and sensual? Do I do what I can to make sure they don't arise? Do I offer something to God when I see that something offends him? Do I keep in mind that my example can move others to change the way they live, and that to do nothing would be equivalent to a certain complicity? Where I work and in my home, do I foster a Christian environment? Is my behavior consistent with my beliefs? Am I sincere with others? Insofar as it can be done, do I keep a crucifix or image of Our Lady close by to help me live the presence of God? Am I trying to raise the spiritual level of my surroundings? On Easter Sunday, our Lord said to the holy women, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Do I trust in the grace of the risen Christ for putting into practice the resolutions from this recollection? Do I ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help me? act of contrition.